Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And we've just had a Valentine's Day. Trust you had a good one. Trust that your marriage is good and like the Bible says, heaven on earth. You can have heaven in your home. We know that relationships and things have happened in the past few years and divorces and all kinds of troubles in our modern day world. But we have a lot of people that are lonely. They'd like to be married. They're not married. And so we want you to call people and have them listen to this broadcast. Last week, we went over something that God had visited my son Terry in the middle of the night. Actually, 3 o'clock in the morning, August 18th, 1999. Terry was a divorced. He was lonely. He was living out on Prayer Mountain in an old travel trailer that should have been discarded. But that was his home. He was living next to a shell of a building we'd been put up and hadn't been able to finish because of lack of finances. He had broken up with a young woman that day, and she told him that he looked like he was going nowhere. And so she was going out of the picture. And he went to bed that night very, very frustrated. And in his frustration, he said, "I cried out to God, do any of your promises or laws work? I went to bed that night thinking I'm going to figure out a way to generate the finances to finish the administration building we started, and I might as well seek to find a wife on my own without God's help. Because I've somehow put myself in a position where I've missed the blessings of God. Either I didn't pray enough, or maybe I didn't go to church enough, or there's something wrong with me. Or his promises don't work for all." Oh my goodness. 3 o'clock in the morning, God visited him, told him to get a pen, told him to write down these laws. And he began by saying, God said to him, "God does not bless or give to us according to what we deserve or what we may think is good, but by spiritual laws that he set into existence. Many of these laws we become partakers in by just being born again. And there are other spiritual laws. It doesn't matter if a person's born again or not, but they're spiritual laws." These are things God told him in that night. "These laws are powerful, so powerful and active, they keep even born again Christians from receiving what God wants us to have." And God showed him how these laws work like his laws in the natural. Terry, his degree is in animal science, and he took a lot of chemistry and actually postgraduate chemistry and worked in chemistry. So God showed him how chemical laws work, and that how just as if you mix an acid and a base and you get a certain result in chemistry, you take the acid of God's word and you mix it with the base of your faith, you're going to get results. Now, if the acid's strong and the faith is weak, it takes a long time to get the result. But if both are strong, and God's word's always strong, then you'll get a quick result. It was amazing. And at the end of that visitation of God, Terry called me the next morning, told me what happened. We wrote it all down. We put it on one piece of paper back and front, just as he gave it that night. We'll send it to you free. You just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for what we've entitled God's Answer to Be by Terry Brim. So, Terry, the next morning, what'd you decide? Are you going to do what God said? And are you still going to try to get a wife on your own? Or are you going to go by his laws? So tell me how your life changed and your conquest of a bride.
Well, he gave me some instructions and to prove his word and to put these spiritual laws into action. Instead of going out and you trying to do something and my own power, remember how I said I was going to try to find a wife mm-hmm. on my own? Mm-hmm. Thank God, or I'd probably still be looking.
Or had the wrong one. Oh,
my goodness.
That'd be worse.
This building would have been a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. I didn't do that. I used these laws, spiritual laws. And I would get up in the morning. This is how I put them to practice. And I would speak it out that I received my wife by these spiritual laws. I receive her now. And, I told you I'd take communion for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Every morning.
And also the finances for this building, mm-hmm. The ministry, on behalf of the building. Mm-hmm. I started getting my eyes past myself and seeing her, that I received her and started praying over her and covering her like a husband would, I accepted that by faith.
Every morning.
That I was now in covenant with someone. I may not know him, who it was, but I received her that day. And Pastor Mac came and visited. This was just a short while after I'd had this.
Pastor Mac Hammond from Pastor of Living Word in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. He came out to visit Prayer Mountain, oh, probably about 2 weeks after this had happened. And I was real fresh in this.
You just had the experience.
Yes. Man. And I read to Pastor Mac this little sheet that you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, Terry, I believe you're right, but I think you need to put some legs to this thing. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, I think you need to come out, take a trip out and visit my church. He says, I've got a little problem, to be quite honest with you. I've got all these single girls, and these guys are not asking them to get married. And I believe if you'll come out here, then believing for your wife, you'll
find her.
You'll find
her. Up here in Minneapolis.
Right here in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. In my church.
In my church. I said, you know what? That could probably happen, but God has given me some instructions, and mm-hmm. I need to...
And you have to follow the Lord.
Yeah, I had to follow
them.
He told me to do it like this and speak it out and apply my faith to it. And I kind of told him my little morning regimen, which was communion, and then how I spoke over my wife and how I've received her and I pray for her. And we left at that.
Now, little did you know, unbeknownst to you, that your wife actually was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, going to his church.
But you didn't know it.
Nope.
And he didn't lead you. Now, this is an important part. Every person follows what God tells him to do. Mm-hmm. He might have told someone else to go up there, but he told you not to. So you're waiting here, and you're at Prayer Mountain. And we come over until...
I'm waiting, but I'm also practicing spiritual laws.
Mm-hmm.
I do it first in the morning towards her.
Mm-hmm. So now you practice this. You use your faith. That was August 1999. A year later is August 2000. 2 years later is August 2001, and we're going on over into October. And still your wife has not manifested, but you're in faith. Right. This is more than 2 years. So you're still in faith?
Yes. Still in faith.
And still doing it the same way?
Still doing it the same way.
And you weren't dating then at that time.
Mm-mm.
And so you're believing God for your wife, and long comes our prayer meeting in the fall, our annual October prayer meeting. And we're out here on these grounds, and you've got 1,500 or so people with a big tent, and you're having to take care of parking the cars and seating the people, and suddenly you see someone.
Well, it went something like that. Actually, our busy time was already over.
Yeah.
And Dan and I and my little dog, Bubba, we were in the back, just right outside the tent, and we were scanning over the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And embarrassingly, I was just looking at the crowd. You know, I should have been more in tune to the speaker, but I was not. I was scanning the crowd, and all of a sudden something caught my eye, and it was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
The most.
And I told Dan, and Dan, look at this girl.
Ooh.
And he says, and he said something that challenged me. And I realized that I had to speak to her.
What did he say?
He said something like, if you don't say anything now, you'll never get another chance. And so I waited patiently while she was praising God. I went and stood beside her. And I was so embarrassed. I think about it now. And I think how silly I was. But I said something to the effect of here that...
You spoke to her.
Yeah. The guys and I pointed back to Dan and Bubba, and there they were just looking at me.
Dan, another man, and Bubba, a dog.
Bubba the dog. And both of them were staring right at me. And my voice, you know, got quivery, and I started shaking, and all of a sudden my mind kind of went blank, and I just said, we thought you were the best looking girl here. In fact, we were discussing that in a contest or something, you know.
You said if there was a contest for
that was with Dan and Bob.
You said to if there was a contest for Miss Prayer Mountain, she would win it. And you went down there, Terry. Here I'm having a spiritual meeting, a prayer meeting, and you're going down there and you are bothering the people who came. One of the girls.
I'm embarrassed about that.
I know. And so now,
I'm glad you did, though.
Now we're going to have Miss Lynn. Lynn, what did you think? We'll tell tomorrow how you got down there, but just today.
At that time, it really wasn't an impressive introduction.
It wasn't. What'd you think?
Well, I immediately thought...
Did you know he was my son?
Yes, he told me, hi, I'm Terry Brim.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately, after he indicated that me and the guys were doing this, I immediately got visions of a number system, a rating system of the girls.
And so you were not impressed.
So I was not impressed.
Did you look at him or say anything to him?
I did. I said, well, thank you very much. And I was on my way down to give an offering. I said, thank you very much. And I went to give my offering.
She told me that was sweet. And that was it.
And you went back to Bubba and Dan.
And I didn't want to see her again after that.
Oh, you were so embarrassed at what you said.
Oh.
He was so embarrassed. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into Lynn's story, and we're going to get into what brought her to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. It is a long story, and it starts out with hard places. A marriage, even, where her husband was trying to kill her. And so she wasn't so ready to be having anybody say anything to her along the romantic lines. But we'll get with that tomorrow. And today we want to make sure to offer to you a package, or you can order them separately. Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage by Kenneth E. Hagin. Wonderful book. Love, The Way to Victory by Kenneth E. Hagin. That's the law that faith works by. Faith works by love. Remember, God told Terry, it works by laws, not what you deserve. And then I learned from Brother Hagin how to walk in love, and I made this tape about Terry's dad, Kent, and how I learned to walk in love with him. I thought I was all the time, but then I heard Brother Hagin's teaching and realized I was really quite selfish. And it changed our marriage. And your marriage can change too when you begin to walk in love and faith. So you can have either of the books for $10 each. You can have the CD, How to Walk in Love by Billy Brim, for $4, or you can have all three books for $20. And of course, remember, and I say that you just need to get this visitation that Terry got in the morning at 3 o'clock, 417-336-4877. Order these books and that tape, or 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim, Terry, and Lynn saying, Shalom until tomorrow.